I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly two decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
What is 198? That is the question that we've been going with for weeks now at this point because we're up to $1,717.
Is that our apology? We're driving you crazy, Philadelphia, and we're sorry.
I did get a lot over the weekend. I got, this is driving me nuts. What is it? And of course, we do not give the answer. But let's see if Cindy has the correct answer. Cindy, what is 198?
I'm going to say the total of your favorite team jersey numbers.
Total of the favorite team number jerseys. Does everyone want to give them to me?
I love that thinking. Mine's obviously 26, Chase Utley, of course.
Yep. 26, yes. Laura.
I would say mine's 3 for Bryce Harper.
3 for Harper.
I'm going to say 16 for my son's hockey
really
jersey.
Low. And
Brett's, too low.
Brett's is going to be 1 because that's his favorite number to show us all the time.
Brett's would have to be 153, unfortunately. Cindy, good guess. We like how you're thinking, but not the correct answer. Keep trying.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Keep the guesses coming. 888-333-B101. What is 198?
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Monday at 7:20 a.m. and I feel like Bobby already needs a shot of something.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, that's a very good way to put it.
$1,717 we have for the impossible question. What is 198? That's the question. We have Patty on the line. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning.
What do you think the answer is?
Maybe like the years that you guys all graduated added up.
Okay.
Totaling 198.
All right. Brett, do you want to do college or high school?
High school.
All right, Brett, when did you graduate high school?
Crap. I think 2021.
Okay.
Okay, 21. Laura?
07.
07.
07. Bobby?
95, baby. Class of 95.
And I was 2003.
No, you were not. Stop lying. You were not.
I was 96. That is 219. Sorry, Patty.
Oh, my God. All right.
Love the guess, though. Again,
yeah, I love the guess, but not correct. All right, let's go to Diane. Good morning, Diane.
Oh, good morning, Kathy.
What is your guess? What is 198?
I'll say the amount of money that combined the four of you spend, about the amount each week for lunch.
Okay, so our lunch bill.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does anybody, do you, Brett's a 0 because he eats Tasty Cakes.
This is free.
Laura, you bring lunch from home, right?
Yeah, I bring it or wait till I get home.
I bring from home as well. Bobby?
Yeah, I wait till I get home, so.
Sorry. Diane.
Okay.
It's okay, though.
Thank you. You're
thinking the right way.
Yeah, we like that. Keep thinking that way.
Let's go to our last call for this round. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am flustered. I hope I got it right.
All right, Kevin, what's your guess? What is 198?
I love the honesty.
I'm going to say all your kids' birthdays multiplied in order.
Wait, multiplied by what?
Each other.
So like, four, I get it.
All right,
so
hold
like
on.
14 would be by 14.
All right, so my son was born on the
26th. So I'm out.
I'm going to hold on, wait, you stay on the line, Kevin. We're going to do this. All right, so my son's born on the 22nd. You want me to do 22 times 22?
I thought he was multiplying in order of like the kids. Yeah. So like 22 times whatever Alex's birthday is.
Their ages. Their ages.
Oh, their ages then?
I love that Kevin's is like, I don't know the answer as we go. Yeah. You said birthday. We're going to do birthday. Mine's 22. What's Alex's birthday?
25.
I was 25. And what's Kel's?
24.
So, sorry, you have 13,200, Kevin. So close. So close.
This is ridiculous. I put it in the calculator. I'm going to write a letter to the studio, and they need more clues.
2400 Market Street, 19103. Attention, Kathy Romano.
You need more clues, Kev. Okay. Is that that's the problem?
I meant to multiply their ages, not the years, obviously.
Oh, get out of here. Kev, keep listening, because we may, you know, when we get this high and we get this close to people trying to figure it out, we may actually have a conversation on the show that's going to lead you there.
Yeah, like that baseball one that I missed.
There you go. Nice.
Have a great day, Kevin. Thanks for trying.
You too.
Oh, that's great.
All right, so that means at 9:10 we're going to have a second round of it.
Again, I like the way people are taking things about the show and, you know, that equation right there, because that's the big hint.
You are on your way to the correct ballpark. Let's just say that. there's your hint, Kev. What is 198? That's the impossible question. We've got $1,717, and Brett is not here to make fun of me. He's in the other room, but I do love when it gets this high, because that's a nice prize for somebody to win. We have Jamie on the line. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
What is 198? What do you think it is?
I think it might be the cost of all the tasty cakes that you all have been consuming.
Jamie, can you your phone broke up. Can you say that again?
The cost of all the tasty cakes that you all have been eating.
You mean the cost of all the tasty cakes that Brett has been eating on the show. Because every 5 minutes, we see him leave, and we come back and hear the crinkling.
You hear the crinkling.
Yeah. Oh, that's a lemon pie. Oh, it's donuts. Oh, he's looking over at me right now.
He eats a lot of tasty cakes. Laura's not pregnant anymore, so she's not really eating too many tasty cakes.
I quit.
She's quit. I don't really have any. Do you?
Every once in a while, if I'm really hungry, I'll get them. But
sometimes when Brett comes in, I'm like, oh, that looks good. I should go get that. And then I never do. So it would be $198 worth of tasty cakes that Brett has eaten. We think he's well over that. So sorry, Jamie. That's not correct.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for trying. Keep those guesses coming. 888-333-B101. I do think that he's over $198 on tasty cakes.
A week.
We've got $1,717 for the impossible question.
We do. A lot of money.
What is 198? That is the question. We've given a number of clues to kind of steer you in the right direction. So I think everybody's kind of getting there. Let's see if we can get the exact correct answer this morning. We have Alicia on the line. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
What is 198?
It is the last two numbers of everyone's birth year added together. That is a host of B101.
Ooh, okay. The last 2 years.
All right, let's
do it. So earlier, Kathy lied and said she graduated high school in 2003.
Right.
Right.
I was born in 96.
Yes. All right, so we'll add ours up. 77.
I'm 78. Laura?
88.
Brett?
02.
Oh, he ruined it. No, he didn't ruin it. We are well over 198. We're at 245.
We're old.
We are old.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alicia.
Thank you.
Let's go to Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning.
What is 198?
Could it be your shoe sizes in, like, European sizes?
Oh, all right. Okay.
European shoe sizes added together. I have no idea what that means.
So mine
I just know my shoe size.
Mine's 37.
Okay.
Brett, do you know yours?
I'm an 11 and a half U.S. men's. Okay. What does that equate to?
I don't know. Laura, can
and
you?
Then I'll I have a 10 and a half men.
Okay. What is the size?
Okay, I think I'm a 42.
Oh, all right. Brett's a 42.
Bobby, what size are you?
10 and a half.
10 and a half? 44. It looks like you're a 42 as well, because it says.
All right.
All right, 42. And Laura, are you a size 7?
Yeah, mine was.
You're yours. 37, right? Yeah. Like me. All right. Plus 37. All right. Oh.
Magic number is?
158.
Oh, darn.
Terry,
this is impossible.
It is
impossible. I know.
Impossible.
That was pretty close, though. I like that guess. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you.
All right, last call of the morning. Let's see if Tom is going to win this money. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Kathy.
All right, what is 198?
The morning show went down to ball game. You bought food and drinks for the 4 years, and it all totaled up to $198.
Who bought? Who do you think bought? Out of this crew, who do you think's buying?
Probably who makes the most money. I would think it would be you, Kathy.
Damn
That's why she has the most money, because she ain't the one buying.
Yeah.
Smarter than that.
I just stood there and stared at Bobby until he took his credit card.
Go ahead. What?
All right, so I do know they have a Casamigos stand, yep. And they make margaritas there, which are pretty good. And I went, and they were like, do you want a single or a double? And I was like, ooh, maybe I'll get a double, and then I don't have to get back up. And I was like, can I see the size? She showed me the size. It was a little too big, I think. I didn't need that much. So I said, oh, I'll go with the single. The single was $28. So had I gotten a double, I would have been paying close to $60 for a drink.
Yeah, we Elise and I were there on Saturday. I think we had two beers and a soft pretzel. It's like $52. I was like, is that a case of beer? Or is it just one beer?
My mom, the first night we went, had a $100 gift card to spend. We each got a beer for ourselves. And then we split food and got like a snack to share as well. The gift card was gone.
It was gone.
I love the guess.
But unfortunately, not the correct answer, Tom.
Look at the bright side. You made a lot of people very happy, because now we're still in record-breaking territory here. $1,818 tomorrow. Tom, I'm sorry you have to hear all this going on in the background, but just know that we're also very excited.
People need to win, like Brett and I just reacted to the 18-18. I can't believe it's that high. This is like record-breaking for
me. Insane. $1,818, 7-10, and 9-10 tomorrow. Hey, Kathy, if I call in before then, can I win?
You can't, okay. Bobby. You have to call in when we say to call in.
Wow, what a concept. Okay.
We do get a lot of people that try to sneak in before everybody else, but unfortunately, we cannot take your call then. If you're still on hold, sorry we couldn't get to you. We will do it again tomorrow morning, 7-10 and 9-10. And we have, don't forget, the 5K in the UK with Harry Styles. Bill will have another keyword for you at noon and then another one at 3 o'clock. You go to b101philly.com, enter all the keywords. We had one at 9 o'clock. It was disco.
Still got till 10 to enter that, yeah.
You still have till 10 to enter that. And then we have concert tickets that we're going to give away this week towards the end of the week. If you're a Demi Lovato fan, Sarah McLachlan, Lionel Richie, or Meghan Trainor, we have tickets that we're going to be giving away. So stay with us all week. And do we have a clip of the day?
We do. You want to hear it?
I do. The King and the Queen from the Netherlands are here in Philadelphia. If you're out and about and you happen to see them,
yeah,
make sure you yell, Kathy Romano Show on B101.
Yeah. Send them a pen.
Call them. They want to talk to you.
They think you're hot.
333 B101, you're gorgeous.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.